Fortunately for you and for me and for our listeners, I've sent out the Jeff O'Brien Lawyer Extraordinaire bat signal. Good morning.
Good morning.
To help us sort of break this down and explain what exactly is going on here.
So did you wake up to this or did you go to bed with this?
No, I was messing around last night on Twitter when Politico first tweeted out about the leaked opinion. So I spent the night just kind of tracking the chatter on Twitter of what was going on, and I read a few different stories on it, a few different opinions on it, and it's definitely interesting. It sounds like, from what I've read, the Chief Justice is not happy about probably some 20-something law clerk leaking a draft opinion, because this is part of the process, and there was no guarantee that this was going to be the end result, and maybe that's what the leaker was trying to accomplish by doing this.
Let's kind of do this the way that we have done with David Gartenstein-Ross. And what is the biggest issue with this for you so far? Among, the leak, the potential, if it rules this way, what in Jeff O'Brien, Lawyer Extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien's mind is, jumps to the top of the list of concerns?
To me, the biggest issue is the leak. And who did it, and if it was a law clerk, whose law clerk was it, and did that justice have any knowledge of them going to do this? Because this seems to me to be clearly an attempt. Like you said before, guys, this has never happened before. There has never been an opinion leak, and it happens to be this one with huge political implications. And I have to believe that this was done to try to whip up a frenzy against the supposed yes votes to try to get them to change their votes. And that goes to the heart of the integrity of the Supreme Court.
Yeah, I was going to expand a little bit on the ramifications of the leak. I was reading a lot of opinions this morning as I was doing prep, and one of the common themes amongst people talking about this has been the trust between the justices and how important that is, that they're able to hash these cases out in private, knowing that some of their discussions if they were to get leaked and perhaps taken out of context could cause a lot of problems. How does this leak affect this court going forward?
It could have a profound effect on that whole system of trust. That's why I think there is going to be an investigation as to how did this happen and was there any kind of coordination, because it just seemed within minutes you had one side of the political aisle immediately tweeting, talking about ending the filibuster again, packing the court, passing, voting, introducing legislation to codify Roe versus Wade, which I think a lot of legal scholars have said, yeah, that's what you're supposed to do in the first place. You weren't supposed to use the Supreme Court to make this legal. That's the whole point. Is the legislating from the bench. So I think that's what makes it worse. If this was coordinated between a justice or a clerk and other politicians, I think this has, I've seen some say that this is worse than January 6th in terms of an insurrection.
Well, and you probably don't have the answer to this, and I haven't looked yet. I'm curious what ramifications could be in play. Let's say the individual is caught. What kind of accountability could they face? Do we have any idea? With rules in play?
Possibly. Well, remember law clerks at the Supreme Court are already licensed lawyers. So it's conceivable someone could have their law license stripped if it turns out that they were in fact a leaker.
Well, you think about it from those terms, if that's it.
I know. They'll be a hero to the left.
Yeah,
it won't matter.
Yeah.
They'll be a hero to be, on every show, and they'll have their own podcast within a week. But, oh, no, their law license got stripped. It's really going to ruin their lives.
And that's, you know, you said what, being a hero to the left, and that's, you know, I heard the talk back caller just before I came on, you know, worrying about asking what's the consequences for the midterm elections, and that's clearly what this is. It seems to me it smacks of like the last desperate chance of the Democrats to try to save what is everybody is predicting is a colossal disaster in the midterms. But you have to remember that their progressive wing, you know, the woke wing of their party is just so obnoxious that I can't see them not overreacting to this. I mean, they're already talking about putting barricades up. They've put gates up over in front of the Supreme Court.
Yeah, they went up last night.
It's like, okay, so let me get this straight. It's an insurrection to just storm the Capitol, but not the Supreme Court. They just end up looking like hypocrites every time that they overreact to something. So I think they'll probably still turn off the independents with their overreaction to this. Because, I mean, I saw tweets from our governor overnight. This is, you know, it's not going to be banned on my watch in Minnesota. It's like, there's a Minnesota Supreme Court case from, 1995 that found a right in the Minnesota Constitution to abortion. So nothing is going to change in Minnesota. And as I read some of the snippets of the opinion, the point is to send it back to the states.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
What they're basically saying, and this has been a lot of commentators over the years have said that case was poorly reasoned in terms of that opinion. It's one of the most criticized opinions. It has nothing to do with how you feel about abortion. It's just the reasoning behind that opinion, right?
Yeah, but our friends on the left
for being overturned.
Our friends on the left cannot seem to wrap their heads around that concept. How you feel about abortion can be entirely different, and should be probably entirely different as to how you feel about the decision in Roe versus Wade and the thought process that led up to that decision. They're two entirely different issues. And you can even be pro-choice and still think that Roe v. Wade was a bad decision.
I have friends that are pro-choice and believe that Roe is a wrong decision.
Sure, absolutely. I would imagine that's probably a fairly common opinion in the legal community.
Yeah. Yeah, we've always said when you, I think Justice Blackmun who wrote it had been general counsel at the Mayo Clinic. And, you know, it was an era of the court where they wanted to find for a certain way. And so they made up the law to get there. And those set of opinions has always been in jeopardy. And that's from what I read from the excerpts of this leaked opinion, that seems to be what the court is saying here, is it was wrongly decided from the start. It shouldn't have been taken away from the voters and the states to decide this.
Jeff O'Brien, thanks for the thanks for calling in so quick. We may reach out to you a little bit later on if you're available, and talk with you a little bit further later on in the show. But thank you so much for the time this morning that you've given us so far.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.